Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. I am chatting with TG Watkins. He is the director of stocks over at Simpler Trading. Now TG, looking at the broad averages here, it's kind of an interesting start to the week where the S&P, Dow, NASDAQ all opened up for the day and then in the first hour or two of trading continued to move higher. But over the last few hours, the S&P, Dow have given up all of their gains for the day. And the NASDAQ, that's still hanging in there, relatively better than the other broad averages. Even the Russell 2000 is still up a bit, almost 1% when you compare that the S&P and Dow are now flat for the day. This is all coming on the back of a little bit of weakness last week. But again, if you want to call what happened last week a correction, I think you're kind of grasping for stuff because it happened so quickly and really was not much of a pullback. But I guess I do have to ask you, do you think that little bit of weakness yesterday was enough to bring more traders into the market?
I think it was momentarily. Like I do still have a number of positions that are doing well. We'll pull back the dip. Basically brought them back to support, and then they popped off and reached new highs by Friday. But overall, is the first dip easiest? You know, like I could call on Wednesday and even a few days before, I said, look, we're getting to a point where we need a pullback. You know, something's going to come, something's going to happen. We need a pullback. Nailed it on Wednesday. And then, of course, once that first pullback happens, there's always going to be a bounce. There just is. So that's the easy stuff right there. Now we get into a little bit more tricky situation is, okay, what happens after the bounce? And that is what we are experiencing right now, where we just have to keep waiting and watching and looking for the signs and clues of either direction that it goes. So I'm happy with my positions. I've pulled off a couple things. I've kind of reduced some exposure. And I knew this last week, going into this week. And I just figured, well, we're going to have to give it some time because I think that the market just needs to digest the amazing moves that it's been having recently, especially with the vaccine news and all that stuff. And then now we get a little bit more of the stimulus deal and more vaccines are approved. So there are a lot of cross currents going on. And then, you know, there are kind of some political things that we could even be thinking, you know, with the taxes. We don't know what the new administration is going to do, and we don't know about the House versus the Senate and the where's the power? You know, we don't know until, what, January 5th, I think, for the Georgia Senate runoff. And so maybe there could be, you know, weight on the market. We're going to be trying to take profits in 2020 because of the preferable tax situation than potentially in 2021.
So that could potentially maybe cause some more weakness into the end of the year. Can you clarify your thoughts here then, TG? So do you think that the next week and a half to 2 weeks is just going to be boring for the markets? Could we see further weakness into the end of the year?
Well, there's always the possibility. I can't see far enough ahead to be saying that. We are in a very bullish time of the year, and there is always the Santa Claus rally and whatnot to make sure that, you know, nobody wants to end on a bad note. So there's that. But we could, for the next few days, continue to see some more weakness in the market just because, well, this pullback is not finished. I don't believe it's finished. So we could keep getting some more, just kind of sideways to down to kind of chop people out a little bit more and shake out all the loose hands, free up some cash and some liquidity, and then maybe we'll get a little spurt into the end of the year. But there are a lot of cross currents going on. And I think also that we need to be aware of being good stock pickers underneath the surface because, I mean, I doubled my trading account using just in 12 days in November because I rode the Bitcoin and Riot craze, and then I rode some of the electric vehicle names. And meanwhile, the stock market itself, the S&P and the NASDAQ, just weren't doing anything. But underneath the surface, I was getting 50%, 100%, 200%, 315% on some of these names with just stock. And you would never have known it by looking at just the major indexes. So, you know, just kind of keep an eye out there and see what sectors are hot because generally the market is bullish. We're just in a pullback right now.
So are you watching any in particular sectors, say maybe big tech or any of the commodity sectors you think could give you a little bit of a heads up in terms of how strong that bounce might come or if a correction is further needed in the broad averages?
Yeah, and the other thing I've been talking to people about for the last couple weeks is some of this stuff isn't super clear. You know, we're down here on the daily charts or maybe the hourly charts, and there's a whole lot of like up and down and moving around and stuff. And I said, here is the time, because there's not a super clear picture. Like, you look at Apple and Amazon and Microsoft and Adobe, they're kind of just going sideways right now. But so what you do is you zoom out, and I'm looking at the monthly time frame, and I like to use the monthly 10 SMA. And what you can see is most of these stocks have pulled back into or flagged sideways into the monthly 10 SMA. And generally speaking, if that moving average holds, then we should be seeing higher prices on a monthly time frame going into the future. So that's why I'm generally bullish. But I understand that right now they're still just trying to find their support, and they haven't support yet. And so we just need to be calm and patient and understand there's going to be some waffling around until this happens. And then to kind of jump on to another one, we're also looking at precious metals in the same way. You keep watching the precious metals just kind of bleed off, and maybe we're kind of scratching our heads. But if you look at the monthly time frame, it's pulling right back into the monthly 10, both silver and gold. And then I know that as a big picture item. And then I zoom down onto the daily and hourly, and I can see that the kind of setups that I'm looking for are starting to shape up, but they haven't triggered yet. So I think something is right around the corner for precious metals as well, but they're not ready yet.
All right, TG, I have pulled up this gold monthly chart, and I updated my charts to show that 10-month SMA. And in all fairness, that 10-month SMA has just been skyrocketing higher ever since kind of the mid part of 2019. Makes sense, because the gold price has just continued to move higher. And I see what you're saying. It has been supportive every time when price has dropped down to that 10-month SMA. It has bounced pretty quickly. That happened last month, and now we're bouncing pretty much right to where this moving average currently stands. Is simply that short-term weakness that we saw last month and the dip down to this moving average, is that why you're saying, look, it looks ready to move higher again?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been trending up. It's in a basically like a 45-degree angle. So, yeah, if you just look, price got too far away from that moving average, and all it's done is pull back into it. And so, yeah, I look down at the lower time frames and say, okay, I understand big picture. We're coming into support. Okay, now little picture, let's figure out when this thing is actually going to kick in and go. And I'm seeing it being very, very close. Like, I'm seeing my patterns and my formations and the indicators all tell me, like, you better keep a close eye on this. But I haven't found exactly that precise entry yet. And so it's really, really close.
What are you watching then for that precise entry? Any insights on that that you think could give you the heads up saying, okay, this is giving me a better entrance signal?
Well, so I have the MOXIE indicator, which you guys can find at profitpilot.com. And that's where my website is, that I have all the tools and whatnot. And it's really the only indicator that I use other than moving averages. And it's telling me that there's what I call a trampoline move on the hourly time frame. It's usually a high pressure, high buoyancy setup because of divergences that are existing. So the indicator is telling me that momentum and energy is positive. However, price is still below something like the hourly 50 SMA. So that's high pressure, momentum up, but price down. Which one's going to win? Usually the indicator wins and throws price up. But we're still underneath that moving average, so it hasn't happened yet. And then I look down even on the 15-minute time frame, and we're still underneath something like the 15-minute 50 SMA. So we even gold in the very small time frames has not finished pulling back, going down, and hasn't quite found that bottom to turn around yet. But I'm looking for those kind of things, those time frames with those moving averages, to see price get on top of them and use them as support to go further and higher.
Okay. You know what? That 10-month SMA, I am going to keep that more on my charts just because, well, it has shown at least something here for the gold price, where it has dropped pretty much right down to it last month, that big decline, and bounced fairly nicely off of it. So let's see how this all plays out. Again, this is short-term trading to the end of the year, but this end of the year could be very interesting to see what happens because of just all the volatility we saw and how traders are going to position themselves heading into 2021. TG, thanks for your time today, buddy. I will post a link to the Simpler Trading website so people can follow along with what you are trading and what you are writing about. Thanks for your time today, TG. Have a very Merry Christmas and happy holidays, buddy.
Thanks, Corey. See you next year.